Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, all power to the people. Welcome again to the Empowerment Zone. I'm your host, Mark Higgins. It's August 17th, 2021. Welcome again to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network, coming live and direct from Chicago, USA. And tonight, I want to let everyone know that all are welcome to join in on tonight's discussion, where we will be highlighting and building on Black minority entrepreneurship and ownership and the surge that has come upon us, the surge that has happened post-pandemic. with the creating of new jobs, with the impact of the pandemic shutting down so many small businesses, the creation of new jobs, and what we want to focus on and highlight tonight is forging new norms and work ethic in order to galvanize our community. And we'll also be discussing current events in and around America as well as the world. And there are quite a few. It's been a busy day. There's been quite a few events since we've last spoken. But first and foremost, let me get the particulars out of the way. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Higgins. This show happens every week on Tuesdays when I'm available, when I'm not committed to my day job. However, if you would like to reach out to us and help us in all of our efforts, join the party. Reach out to us at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. That's thepantherparty1966@gmail. Leave a contact number, your name, and someone will get back to you expediently, I assure you. Again, that's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Leave a contact name and number, and someone will get back to you, I promise. Also tonight, again, all are welcome. You're listening online, as I know you do. You've been following the show. You understand our premise, the five premises, rather, of this particular show. We're on air, and what we practice is what we preach, and that is financial responsibility and awareness in the community, community empowerment by virtue of uniting and building activism, proactiveness, being aware, and not just speaking on it, but doing something about it. And last but not least, preparedness, with an emphasis on preparedness. And again, we're going to discuss that last premise, further discuss that in the show tonight, simply because of what we're facing in regards to another inevitable shutdown of various states in the country. And don't hold your breath now, people, but I believe it's going to be a national shutdown, and it's going to be a die-hard Christmas. I don't think it's going to be a pleasant holiday season this year, especially if they shut down everything. That means no NFL games, no more hockey games, no more NBA, no more jobs. After all this, only to shut down again in selected areas. But as we've seen in the history, things like this, depending on the pressures of the powers that be, these things seem to have a ripple effect, as we've seen in the history. These things seem to have a ripple effect. So if one shuts down, then the others are soon to follow suit. So stay tuned in that regard. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. And as everyone has been following this show over the last year or so, we do focus on Black August simply because this particular month has a lot of significance. A lot of our heroes and zeros A lot of our black heroes and heroes were born in this month, namely one Chairman Fred Hampton was born August 30th, 1948. So we want to pay homage to all of our heroes and heroes that were born in the month of August, as well as their, we want to highlight their contributions. Also tonight, before we get into the subject matter tonight, I want to point out that we're going to do something a little different tonight in regards to highlighting and building minority entrepreneurship and ownership. What we're going to do this evening is we're going to highlight a few black and minority owned businesses that I'm familiar with locally. So with that said, we're going to have, again, we're going to be highlighting those as many others. And again, all are welcome to call in. If you're listening online, you're listening on your phone, dig it. Just call in, man. If you know of any black-owned businesses that are struggling or that are succeeding, or know of any black businesses or minority-owned businesses that are out there doing their thing, they're out there grinding, trying to survive, trying to stay afloat. And I know I got listeners that understand. I know I got drivers. I got food makers. I got party makers and caterers. I got artists that follow this show. I got laborers that follow this show. So call in. Tell me what's really going on, because I'm seeing a surge in all my research. I'm seeing a surge in minority entrepreneurship and ownership post-pandemic. So we're talking since January of 20, roughly a year and a half now, where we've seen a surge of, and it's amazing that there's been so many new businesses, considering how the banks have been operating, especially with the redlining and especially with the denials of small business loans. However, what's good to see is that some of that institutional racism is from the banks has been somewhat curtailed due to the change in administration. But that's for another show. We only have 2 hours, so we really want to highlight and focus on what we know and what we've seen, and from the work, research and work that's been done by all the people. We want to create new jobs. We want to create, and I really mean this. I want us to understand, I want everybody listening here, all of y'all that have grinded so hard to start your own businesses, that's a new norm for you. So it's our responsibility. And I know this is going to sound selfish, but in a way it has to be selfless. If we want to galvanize our community, we have to forge this new norm of yours into galvanizing our community. Again, if you're a small business owner, if you're a new business owner, I just believe it's incumbent, because you didn't get there by your damn self, all right? So it's incumbent on you to fucking pay it forward. Simple as that. You know I don't cut corners. I keep it 100. So in order for us to further galvanize and unite our community with these new norms and routines with the starting of your new business or service, or whatever that you're providing, it's important and it's incumbent on us to forge this new norm in order to galvanize our community. So we're going to further discuss that. Again, you want to reach us tonight? The number is 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. Just press 1 to speak. I'll add you to the host queue. If you've been following this show, you understand. And please, understand this, that we follow the Robert's Rule of Order, where as a measure of respect, and not to create waves, but in order to create fluid dialogue and solutions, we respect all callers and guests. So when you're done with your question or statement, just please yield. And then I will mute you and we will have a discussion, and that will allow fluid dialogue in order to further create solutions. And that's what the Empowerment Zone is all about. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. My name is Mark Higgins. Again, we probably won't be airing next Tuesday due to my work schedule. However, you will see me live, I'm sure, on Facebook. And what's going to be in focus more in the coming weeks is the back to school issue for those of us who have small children, school age children in our lives, whether they be our children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews. Our babies are going back to school at risk. Just read a few minutes ago where a 12-year-old died of complications from COVID. Yes, the child was asthmatic. But again, this new variant seems to have no mercy on the young or old. And again, there's so many questions. Rather, there's so many unanswered questions. Please excuse me. There's so many unanswered questions in regards to the safety or rather security or the effectiveness, for that matter, of or the safety, effectiveness, or the overall necessity in minors, in small children. Again, so many questions, so many unanswered questions that we have no, we have all of these questions. I know I got questions. Not fears, but concern. Don't fear nothing. That's a useless, weak-ass emotion. Fuck fear. But I do have concern. Again, because I have grandchildren. I have children. Nieces, nephews. And I'm really concerned about their safety and the risk that we're taking by sending our children to school. And with the spiking of this, not only original COVID-19 or coronavirus, but the unvaccinated have been at question at first. However, now with the new variant, the new, and I know, call me in if you can relate to all my friends and family in Texas. Somebody call me and let me know what's going on in Texas, because from what I'm reading, there's no ICUs in anywhere in the state of Texas. No ICU beds available for a minor. And in fact, the grim truth is that on a daily basis, they're just waiting for a child to die in order to make room for the next one that's doomed from this variant of corona that's now attacking children. So, again, I got questions. Don't you? I got concerns and lots of questions because this doesn't seem to be, I watched the president of the big pharmaceutical company step all over his tongue and dodge the question from the reporter. And the same question was asked in three different ways, and he dodged it in different ways. By basically saying, we know what we know, and we know what we don't know. You know, that's just like saying, we know that there's some unknowns that we don't know about. What the? So, again, I have questions. There's several questions, and I'm sure that you all have, too. Several concerns. But I want to know. Call me, 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. 914-205-5538 to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. Again, we're discussing building on the surge in this post-pandemic and the impact of small the impact on small businesses and what's happened with small businesses. And again, in the next segment, excuse me, please, in the next segment, when we return after our break, we're going to share with you some minority-owned businesses and services that that cater particularly to the minority community that I know of locally here. So with that said, and that's going to happen after the break, and that's going to be in the next segment this evening. Again, 914-205-5538 is our number. Call us. Tell me what you think. Ask the questions. Ask the questions that need to be asked. Again, I'm hearing in Texas, as well as other states, that are struggling with ICU beds. This ain't made up monkeyshit.com. This is the stark reality that we have to face. And the striking spike in our community from the unvaccinated. See, up until this most recent spike, we really weren't aware of the total amount of the unvaccinated in our community. Now we know because they're dying in droves. We dying in droves. I know in Chicago, almost a 4% spike in the last 2 weeks in my beloved city alone. And I believe part of it is pride. Another part of it is apathy. Another part is fear of hospitals and any kind of medication. Please excuse me. Fear of any kind of vaccine due to the history of the guinea pig experiments performed on our people over the years. The continuing experimentation, please excuse me, on our people over the years, and as we speak, for that matter. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone. I'm your host, Mark Higgins. Call me at 914-205-5538, and we'll talk about all these things. Again, we're highlighting minority entrepreneurship and ownership and the surge that has happened since the pandemic, since January of last year, where more different jobs were where small businesses were utterly crushed, and those people had the intestinal fortitude to not quit, keep going, not accept failure, and start another business in the throes of bankruptcy and a freaking pandemic and nothing being open, but creating new jobs. Creating new jobs in the community. And again, forging a new norm. And a new blueprint, for that matter, of showing how even after utter failure and devastating failure, you can rise again. Like in the words of the great Maya Angelou, to rise again. There's so many examples. And we're going to talk about a couple of those examples in the next segment. Also, later on, we're going to be discussing what I consider paramount, especially in this season, weather, wild weather, wild weather everywhere. Everywhere we are, there's wild weather. From the west to the northeast, Midwest certainly, and most certainly in the south, with tornadoes, tropical storms, and hurricanes. I mean, we haven't even gotten to the meat of hurricane season yet, and we've already got utter devastation. World's coming apart at the seams with earthquakes. And we're going to discuss that later. We're also going to discuss relief for Haiti and the victims of the Haiti earthquake. Pray for Haiti, please. Everybody here listening online, whenever you're listening, you listen to the archives, you listen to this show, you follow this show, you know how we feel about Haiti and our struggle down there, and how we're being attacked continuously, being attacked. To all my Haitians, all my Dominican, all my Caribbean people, hang in there, y'all. We're in here for you. We're going to be there for you. And later on in the show, we're going to talk about how to sense of relief. And I do mean the folding type of paper to give them people relief. If you can't donate money, send food, do something. That's what we mean by proactiveness. Not just talking about some shit, but doing some shit. It's fine to care. Actions speak louder than words. And the more you give from your heart, the better you feel, period. So let's go. Later on, we're going to provide some information for some Haitian earthquake relief fund. So stay tuned for that, please. Again, you're listening to The Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. Call us at 914-205-5538. Please understand, as well as everyone that knows that's followed this show over the last couple of years, we are rooted. Our purpose is absolutely rooted in the people. Don't care about your religion. Nobody's here to judge you. All are welcome in this show. We've had Christian, Muslims, Jews, whites, Black, Latina, every demographic you can think of has been on these airwaves, and all are welcome. So please, feel free. Call me before I get lonely like the Maytag man. I know you out there listening. I know all my drivers out there. And with that said, all my people out there on the road, please be ultra careful in this wild weather. I know it's crazy out there, and it's not just the weather that you have to contend with, but you got to contend with people out there with road rage. You got to contend with people out there that are impaired, to say the least. So please be careful. And there's also there's also hunters out there, and we the targets. So please, male, female, driving, walking, just keep your ears and eyes peeled. Stay tuned. Keep your phone charged. Keep your phone charged. All your tools and supplies, keep them handy, because you never know. You must be prepared for the unexpected. And don't fucking freak out, because if you're not prepared, that's when you freak out. If you're prepared, you can't be scared. Understand? Let me say it again. If you're prepared, you can't be scared. Put that in your back pocket. So again, all my people out there on the road, be careful, be prepared. You know how I feel about you. We all out here together. 914-205-5538 is the number for the Empowerment Zone. I'm your host, Mark Higgins. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to further discuss subject at hand, as well as something else that I wanted to touch on, and that'll be in the last portion of the show. Well, in the next segment of the show, but something I wanted to touch on, and that's the emerging crime wave all over the country. Crime wave is senseless, unabashed brutality around the country and locally from what I'm seeing in the local news. And we'll further discuss that in the next segment, along with what we planned on. Again, you've been listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. Stay tuned, y'all. Call us and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's unfortunate that we even have to say Black Lives Matter. I mean, if you go through history, nobody ever gave a fuck. I mean, you can kill black people in the street. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to prison. But when I say Black Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, that's like if I was to say Gay Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter. If I said Women's Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, you're diluting what I'm saying. You're diluting the issue. The issue isn't about everybody. It's about black lives at the moment. But the truth of the matter is, they don't really give a fuck about anybody if you break the shit all the way down to the low fucking dirty ass truth.
We say that black lives matter, but truthfully they really never have. No one ever really gave a fuck. Just read your books and history books. But honestly, it ain't just black. It's yellow, it's brown, it's red. It's anyone who ain't got cash. Poor white that they call black. We realize
out of their cars in the neighborhood because they know they got lawyers. They know they'll sue their ass. They can tell who the fuck was. Unfortunately, black or brown skin is always meant for. They profiling you, kid. They know you can't fight back, but we about to.
Investigators say they are reviewing body camera and dash cam video of Tuesday's shooting. Police say that Keith Lamont Scott did have a gun in his hand when an officer shot him. A new picture of the scene shows something at Scott's feet. A source tells our Charlotte affiliate it may be a gun, but people in the neighborhood say that the father of four was holding a book instead.
Officer Vincent was in plain clothes when the shooting happened, and he was not wearing a body-worn camera, but we are told that three other officers were there. The department is under increasing pressure to release police videos from the shooting, but the police chief says they will not do that right now because of the investigation.
Don't fall for the bait and switch! Racism is real, but not it! They fuck whoever can't fight back! But now we gotta change all that! The people have had enough! Right now it's them against us! This shit is ugly to the core! When it comes to the poor, no life matters! This shit is ugly to the core! When it comes to the poor!
Peace. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. Again, the number to reach us is 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. Just press 1. You'll be entered into the host queue. And just understand that we operate under the Robert's Rule of Order, where as soon as you're done with your comment or question or statement or whatever, then just yield. Just yield the floor. And then I'll mute you. And that creates fluid dialogue. Tonight we are discussing and highlighting building on black minority entrepreneurship as well as ownership and the surge that has happened since the beginning of the pandemic. And we want to focus on the effort to creating new jobs within the community and forging these new norms that we are routine, that we're, that's becoming, that should become routine. And also installing ethics, work ethics, in order to further galvanize our community. We're also discussing current events in the busting at the seams, Mother Earth of ours, with all the volcanoes and tornadoes and earthquakes and tsunamis and wars and crime wave and government takeovers worldwide and refugees. And yeah, we're going to be discussing that. And again, we've got less than 2 hours in this show. Remaining. So what we're going to do, we're going to splice this. Again, listening online, feel free to call in and join us. I'm so happy that I'm getting such positive feedback on the show, even though some people that I've told and informed about the show seem to think that this is a joke. And that what we do here on the network and in the Panther Party is some sort of a joke. Well, I know you're listening. So if you continue to have that mindset, just understand that this is just being foolish, because this ain't no joke. This is serious business. This is our lives. This is about the people that your kind could care less about, because your kind only care about you and your kind. With that said, we want to thank everyone that supports, follows, and listens to these, to our shows on this network. Greatly appreciated. And we are humbled by your patronage and your support. And again, we can't thank you enough. Especially here in the Empowerment Zone. Being patient with the show, knowing my crazy manic work schedule and my travels. I can't tell you, I wish I could do this show every day. Really do. Because, and I certainly wish it was more than two goddamn hours, but we take what we can get, right? And of course, and we've got the other venues where we can go live, which we've done on occasion, and we will be doing more of, considering that there's an imminent shutdown, and we're going to further discuss that again. 914-205-5538 is the number to call in. Reach us, holler at me, so we can hammer out some solutions, because that's what this show is based on. Again, all are welcome to join in on tonight's discussion. And again, we're highlighting, Black August, the birth month of many heroes and sheroes, luminaries that have impacted us and our people and our communities. Significant impact that have made an impact on a kid from the south side of Chicago that have impacted his south side kids so much and broadened the horizons and been involved and been a soldier since I was 16 in 1980, trying to get that South African team out of my beloved city when they came here to play a rugby game from South Africa when I was 16. I knew right then and there. I knew before that too, but that was my time when we all went down there and prevented them from playing a rugby game at Soldier Field in 1980 when I was 16. We take this very seriously. Ain't nobody here playing. And we are, again, greatly appreciative of all the support, all the donations, all the members, everyone in the party that's diligent, that's still grinding, still fighting hard for everything that's important to us, that affects us, that impacts us. That's why when we say Black Lives Matter, we're talking about Black lives at the moment. You're not talking about all lives. Of course we know all lives matter. Man, woman, child, or beast. Most beasts. All lives matter indeed. Let's not get it twisted. But at the moment, since there's been such light shed on the relevance of Black lives, since Trayvon Martin was laying in the street, since Mike Brown was laying in the street, since Rekia Boyd was laying at her front door, Black lives have been deemed more relevant. And that hashtag Black Lives Matter is now a thing. But again, don't get it twisted. When we say Black Lives Matter, we mean Black Lives Matter at the moment, since Black lives didn't matter so much during Jim Crow even during the Obama administration, that black nigga's life didn't matter. They made that painfully obvious. More police shootings during the Obama administration than any other time. So again, when we say Black Lives Matter, we mean black lives at the moment. Don't get it twisted. We mean, of course, indeed, all lives matter. That's what we teach our children. That's what we need to be teaching our children. But we also need to make our children understand that at the moment, Black Lives Matter, first and foremost. You see here, this is an effort to unite our people. And in no way are we going to come up short in this effort. So all of this is relevant and necessary and serious, Mr. Jokester, who thinks that this is a fucking joke. Keep on, silly, because it's your kind that's going to get eaten at the end. Just saying. Again, what you want to do is call in, check in, 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538, and press 1. Now let's hammer some solutions out, because again, our purpose is rooted in the people, and in order for the people to sustain and to make all of our efforts worth something and to honor all the heroes and sheroes before us that made ultimate sacrifices in order to honor them and to progress our children, for our children's future sake, for God's sake. Babies are important. And I'm seeing now, unfortunately, in my hometown, right in my backyard, babies' lives don't matter, nor do old people. And again, before we get into that segment, I did want to delve into highlighting the businesses that have overcome and survive the storm, the initial storm. I don't know about this upcoming shutdown. Whew. Tough recovering from this last one, so we'll see. People have lost their minds already, but with this imminent shutdown, before this all happens, I do want to give a shout out to a few area businesses, minority-owned businesses that have made an impact in their community, in their families, as well as their community, and many other families, by creating jobs, seriously, by creating jobs and instilling a work ethic in order to, and doing it in such a way, such an ingenious way, in order to stay afloat by relying on the community in order to stay afloat. Because when you give to the community, that community is going to give back to you. Especially when you've given so much and you struggle and that community knows that you struggle and they struggled with you, they're going to be the first to help. And that's what's happened to a number of minority-owned business. The community banded together. I'm talking of a particular community in Chicago and another particular community on the south side that the KOB, let me not mispronounce the KOB. KOB stands for Kids Off the Block. And what Kids Off the Block does is provide haven, essentially, provides haven, it provides a haven. Of course, there's basketball courts. It's a place where young men and women can escape the throes of gang life. There ain't no colors, ain't no set, ain't no representing in KOB. Yeah, there's some rowdy basketball games, but nope. No gang affiliation in the KOB gym or on the KOB campus. And I want to give a shout out to Kids Off the Block, kidsofftheblock.com, where you can like Kids Off the Block on Facebook. Southside organization that's giving back. Another example of the community giving back. And when that organization struggled mightily to stay afloat during the beginning of the godforsaken pandemic, community came together and kept them afloat. Yeah, we still have gang culture in Chicago, but at least that particular community is being proactive and doing something about it. Again, like Kids Off the Block on Facebook or go to kidsofftheblock.com. Check it out. And that's what we mean about proactive. Fucking doing something. Helping people that desperately need it. And the slightest thing, you won't believe the impact that the slightest bit of help can have. Don't think that if you need to do something, you know, spectacular. You got to stand on your head to make an impact. No, not necessary. The slightest thing, slightest bit of help can make a huge impact. Can be that ripple effect of helping somebody. Again, and we always say about this time on this show, got to pay it forward in order to see it through. You ain't going to get shit if you don't give. And the more you, again, the more you give from your heart, the better you fucking feel. And the more impact. Again, not to be confused with the stand on your head variety. You ain't got to be spectacular in your giving. Give a little bit. But if you feel like giving some more, do it. It makes you feel good. Just do something. Be proactive. And that's what we're talking about. So again, like KOB, that's KOB on Facebook. Kids Off the Block. Check them out. Quite worthy and highly favored, for sure. They do a lot of great work there. A lot of great work in impacting their community there on the South Side, my beloved Chicago. Also, on the South Side, we want to highlight Studio 71. Which is an art gallery run by Benjamin McAfee. Benjamin is a longtime community artist, activist, very well known. Again, that's Benjamin McAfee. He's very well known in the community. Had some health issues recently, but he's still doing his thing. Saw him the other day. I saw him most recently doing a Charcoal Bob Marley sketch. So yeah, he's still doing his thing at Studio 71. That's Studio 71, 1834 East 71st Street, Chicago, USA. Or you can email studio7/art. Hang on, everybody. Let me rectify this. Because we need to never give any misinformation on the Empowerment Zone. Again, please listen. Let me check that. So email studio71@studio71art@yahoo.com. That's studio71art@yahoo.com. Again, that's Studio 71 in Chicago, USA. Phone number there is 773-324-5904. That's 773-324-5904. That's Studio 71. I'm actually a customer. I've bought art and even framing from there, from a picture, a drawing that was made of myself and my granddaughter when I was out in California, and fantastic drawing. If you, I will share that photo as well as the frame and the fantastic African wood made for that frame, handcrafted for this frame, cherished photo, artwork that I had made when I was on vacation in California. And I support them. I'm a loyal customer, and I will continue to support them. So, again, that's Studio 71, 1834 East 71st Street, Chicago, USA. Studio 71 Art at 71. Studio71art@yahoo.com. 773-324-5904. That's 773-324-5904. At Studio 71 Art Gallery in Chicago. So I'm loving this. We're continuing to highlight some of the local small businesses that have endured and survived the initial hit of the pandemic and thrived over the last 18 months. Even with tremendous failure, they've overcome and created jobs for the community, within the community, and forged new norms. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about being proactive. We're talking about activism. We're talking about uniting, galvanizing community, and helping each other out in any kind of way. Again, I cannot stress even the slightest bit of help. Again, you ain't got to stand on your head to make an impact. And whatever you feel, you can give a little more. It makes you feel better. But just a little bit, help somebody in any way. Support these people. And that'll further galvanize community. It works. We got so many examples nationwide. It works in our community. We're no longer serving someone else. We're no longer purchasing from someone else. When we making purchases from each other and keeping that money at least for the meanwhile, for a good while, in order for that money to generate throughout the community, to circulate throughout the community, and therefore further regenerating commerce revenue. And that's what this is all about in the empowerment zone. We're trying to generate revenue. We're trying to create new norms. We're trying to galvanize community. We're trying to create jobs within the community by building businesses and services that we can rely on, by building networks, multilateral network businesses where we can rely on each other, where we can call on each other. We don't got to call on them. We can call on each other, where we have multi-resources as not to depend on the mother nipple. And it's really, I know it sounds, it, you know, it shouldn't be easy. to do these things. But some parts of it is. And one part of it, of being, one easy thing is this gift of your stuff. Keep that in mind. Keep in mind that what you're giving is galvanizing the community. It's strengthening the community. It's creating a job. It's creating a new norm. It's creating a level of, or rather, it's creating measures of ethics that are that must be and will be passed down to this next generation. That's what you're doing with your little bit of help. Just a little bit, little bit of assistance. Just drop it down right quick. Help somebody. Help in the community. Tonight, we also want to highlight Ace Auto Care Experience in Chicago, 312-447-4076. That's 312-447-4076. Ace Auto Care Experience in Chicago. They want to thank you ahead of time. Thank you for your patronage. I know them personally, and anybody. I mean, they show nothing but love to any car that comes in there. These people love cars. It is truly an experience when you bring your car there. It truly is an experience, and I do mean experience as in interactive experience when you go there to get your car cared for, detailed, cleaned, painted, whatever electronic needs you have, they can supply and as well as support further down the line as you enjoy your sweet ride and your sweet experience at Ace Auto Care Experience in Chicago. That's 312-447-4076. 312-447-4076, Ace Auto Care Experience. Again, everybody, tonight we're focusing on building the community as we always do, and also remembering the five premises of this particular show in these 2 hours and what we live and what we're devoted to. And that, again, is the purpose is rooted in the empowerment of the people. When you're in the zone right now, and it's your opportunity. You listen, you follow this show, and I know you're out there doing your thing because you've been following this show. Creating new jobs, man. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to have an impact on somebody else's family. To have somebody come out of from utter despair and depression, even, for God's sake, because they failed, because their business was swallowed up, and to be able to come up from out of that shit and thrive now, come on. We can do this. We got too many examples. Another example. I want to share with you Sweet Angels Candy Creations and Catering. That's sweetangels.com. Sweet Angels Candy Creations and Catering at sweetangels.com. Sweet Angels provides party favors, mobile bartending. Wow, I should know that word. Sorry about that. Yeah, let's start again. So the list of their services that they provide are party favors, mobile bartending, a spectacular candy display, a buffet display, and as well as excellent catering. a number of services that they provide. Again, that's Sweet Angels Candy Creations and Catering. You can like them on Facebook at Sweet Angels CC, and the email for them is sweetangels@gmail.com. That's sweetangelscc@gmail.com. That's Sweet Angels Candy Creations. SweetAngelsCC@gmail.com. The phone number is 312-721-8056. That's 312-721-8056. That's 312-721-8056. Again, that's Sweet Angels Candy Creations and Catering. And again, you can like them on Facebook at Sweet Angels CC, as well as on Instagram. Facebook, like them on Facebook as well as Instagram at Sweet Angels CC. And I know that my girl Latisse is really getting her thing in because she's shown me some of the creations that she's made that are utterly spectacular and I'd say royal worthy for the kings and queens in our community. What she creates is something utterly spectacular. And so pleasing to the eye as well as the tongue. So please give them a shout out. I'm giving them a shout out. And please give them a holler at Sweet Angels Candy Creations and Catering. Again, you can like them on Facebook and also Instagram at Sweet Angels CC in Chicago. Another Southside business that's actually taken off very well. She actually started off doing something else where she's kind of combined something. She was already doing a bit of catering, but she wasn't doing something else. So just call her. Just give her a call and whatever kind of party that you want, she can create a party for you in an atmosphere that is, again, so pleasing and satisfying. So give Latisha a call when you want to get your party and grow more. We got a couple more that we want to share with you. But in the meantime, we're going to take a short break because in the last segment, we're going to discuss the remaining businesses and services that I have selected in order for us to focus on, and then we can recap all of them in the final segment of the show. You want to reach us, 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. And just press 1 to be entered into the guest queue rather than the host queue. And we can hammer out some solutions. And again, we're highlighting community building, business building in our community. You're listening to The Empowerment Zone and on the Panther Party Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Higgins. And tonight we've been really, really trying to focus on what's really going on. And again, we only have 2 hours to do some revolutionary action. So we do all we can. We try to squeeze in as much as we possibly can with the plethora, or rather a bevy of, excuse me, with a bevy of information that to share and that we can share and act on. So based on all the premises of this show, and the whole purpose of us being here, which again is rooted in the people. Again, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. Stay tuned, y'all. We'll be right back.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right on. whipping them. This is America. Don't got you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm kicking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty. I'm gonna get it. This is belly. On my Kodak. Black. Ooh, know that.
America, I just checked my follow and listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
Peace, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Empowerment Zone on the Panther Party Radio Network. Again, if you want to reach out to us tonight, the number to call is 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. Just press 1 to be entered into the host queue. I'll click you on. And just remember that we operate under the Robert's Rule of Order, where all you must do is just respect other callers and guests by yielding once you're completed your comment, statement, or question. Therefore, to create fluid dialogue, and that's also not to step on any toes, because we're here to hammer out solutions, create solutions, not beef. Not what we do here. So, again, with that said, 914-205-5538. Last half hour, we're gonna really we're gonna recap the previous businesses and services that I provided earlier in the last segment, and then we're gonna further highlight a couple more that I have in mind. Again, we're focusing on Black and minority entrepreneurship and ownership, and the surge, and the struggles, and the survivors of the pandemic, with when facing insurmountable odds and crushing defeat, and they survived and now are thriving since the pandemic began of the pandemic in 2020. A lot has been going on, so we've been focusing on them, and we'll continue to focus on them and their stories of survival and hope and faith and intestinal fortitude to keep going, and as well as the impact of the community and what the community has done in order to keep those businesses afloat. And again, helping in the slightest bit has made such a significant impact, where the community is so involved in these businesses, and again, these businesses have created jobs in these particular communities, and instilling work ethics as well as bonds, man, within the community, as well as teaching manageable skill. I mean, manageable skills in the workplace. Therefore, creating work ethic. Therefore, will further galvanize sense of community and unity, as well as keeping that money in the community as much as possible, and using that revenue to further generate commerce and building more businesses. That's what we're focusing on, and that's what I want to hear more about as I read on and as I meet people that reach out to me and tell me their stories of their plight. That friend of mine that I actually worked for 10 years ago told me the other day when I was on my way to a funeral, shout out to Roy Dukes, rest in peace, young Roy. Know you miss, man. Know you miss, but I digress. Just need a moment of silence for young Roy and his family. Deepest condolences to Duke's family. We all miss young Roy and his love for fast cars. So moment of silence, and then we'll move on. Thank you. So as we further highlight the businesses that have survived, we've really been trying to send a message of faith and just hang in there. Don't stop. When you started this, and keep that attitude like Queen Latifah's from Sweet Angels. You know, she didn't let them take what she had worked so hard for and built. She wasn't gonna let the pandemic take that from her. So she switched it up and got a sweet tooth. And now she's making all these incredible creations. Another story of perseverance, man. This is the title of one of my favorite Lupe Fiasco Snoop Dogg song. Shout out to Chicago's West Side, Lupe, doing his thing. Another activist, another revolutionary out there doing his thing, representing this guy. But perseverance is what's keeping these, perseverance and community involvement and community interaction is what's keeping these very businesses that I'm providing you with afloat. And that interaction has a lot of weight, and generates quite a bit of money in the community. And the object is to keep the money in the community as long as possible before it leaves the community, and before it leaves the community to regenerate commerce and more revenue by virtue of credit, which is the ultimate. So important. As we've discussed on this show many times, as you follow this show, all your support, again, is greatly appreciated. As you follow this show, you know we've talked about credit, how important it is, especially for us. Especially for us, especially with the history of being redlined and loans not being provided or at least loans being provided at such a ridiculous interest rate. It's unfair, unconstitutional, and just downright disgusting, those business practices. But with those business practices, challenges that we face in the community, there's been small businesses that have overcome and have persevered. Again, that word. If it ain't rough, it ain't right. It's not supposed to be easy. You know, if it's easy, can't enjoy fruit, can't enjoy the reward. I mean, you got to have some sense of value, right? Work your ass off to get something. You're going to be just going to let them take it from you? It's not your dream like that? You work so goddamn hard? And then when the rug is pulled from under you, you just quit? You know, I know these people that I'm telling you about, they don't believe that. They ain't got none of that in them. We don't quit. We persevere. Again, facing insurmountable odds. But perseverance and faith and working the ass off. I mean, busting your tail to make that happen. To be, what's the term? Unwavering. To not be denied. Unwavering. Unthinkable. To have that kind of spirit, to not be denied, to not have your dream deferred, to refuse to lose and have your dream deferred. That's what these people have done. I know three of them personally that I work with and that I stop with that have persevered and begun to thrive. Gentlemen that I was about to speak on earlier that I spoke with before I went to Young Roy's funeral, he told me just to keep his door closed cost him, just to keep his door closed from last February, since the All-Star game was in Chicago, he had to keep his doors closed after that. It cost him $400,000 a month. Just to keep his doors closed. And then in the last 6 weeks, since everything's been reopened, since what, 4th of July? So yeah, last 6 weeks. That's only 6 weeks compared to 18 months. You can't make up that kind of paper in 6 weeks. No way. I don't care how, if you were open 24/7, which he's not. Yeah, I used to work there. I used to be a bartender there. I know. They opened from 10 to 2. But since everything, I mean, they were closing at 10 o'clock during baseball season. And they're right across the street from the Friendly's ballpark in Chicago. Allegedly Friendly's ballpark in Chicago. Won't say the name. However, again, another example of devastating financial loss from this pandemic. And some people covering, and some people never will. Some people will never recoup those losses. My man won't. Not this year. I know another former employer told me he lost more last year than he made in the last 10 years. Ouch. With all the events that he was the provisionist, all the events around the country where he was in charge of providing food and alcohol, he lost. And he said he lost more last year than he's made in the last 10 years, than he's made a profit in the last 10 years. And he's been doing well. So imagine that chunk in 18 months, y'all. So again, that's what we're highlighting, these businesses that have sustained, maintained, and survived after utter devastation and the proverbial rug pulled from underneath them, facing insurmountable odds, fearlessly refusing to have their dream deferred. Again, highlighting them as well as a few others. So what we're going to do, we're going to continue in the last segment of the show to highlight these superstars and again, to promote the idea that this can be done no matter what. No matter what the odds seem, as insurmountable as they may seem, it can be done. I'm a witness to it. Again, 914-205-5538 is the number to reach us. Just press 1, and I'll enter you into the host queue, and you can say whatever you want to say. Just be kind and respectful to the other callers. So again, we're focusing on black minority small businesses and ownership in a surge since 2020. Next up, we have Ultimate Temperature, Heating, Cooling, Deep Metal, Plumbing, and Electrical. My man Ulysses Montez, who's a good Puerto Rican friend of mine. I've known him for quite a while in my travels and my workings. We've been co-workers over the years, and this is his day job away from the stadiums. Ultimate. Ulysses can be reached at Boricua, that's Boriqua @gmail.com. That's Boriqua@gmail.com. That's Boricua@gmail.com. And again, this is Ultimate Temperature, Heating, Cooling, Ulysses Montez. My main man, my Puerto Rican homeboy, and again, Ultimate Services, friendly, family owned and operated. I've known this gentleman for many years. You can trust him. Free estimates, and they will, and of course, they habla español también. As well as free estimates and fantastic service, reliable, and they use the top-notch equipment like Rheem, Lennox, Heil, Frigidaire, Goodman, Trane, Carrier, American Standard, all those top shelf brands. They install furnaces, water tanks, humidifiers. Central AC, chimney lines, rooftops. They do roofs, water lines, gas lines, steam and hot water boilers. And again, that's Ultimate Temperature, Heating and Cooling, Ulysses Montez at boricua.um@gmail.com. And again, that phone number is 773-908-8475. That's area code 773-908-8475 at Ultimate Temperature, Heating and Cooling. Trust me, they'll take care of you. They will take care of you. They'll keep you warm in the winter. And these brutal Chicago winters, you can trust that my man will make sure that your house stays nice and cozy. And in the summer, be taken care of as well. And we're talking outstanding and loyal service from a family-oriented business that's been passed down in our brown Latino community. So we're so very proud of them for being able to sustain and maintain. Especially, he couldn't have picked a finer business to be in the beloved city of Chicago, being in HVAC. So as well as the other needs, you know, they're so versatile with the water tanks and humidifiers and even doing chimneys and roofs. So and gas lines. So again, get a hold of Ultimate Temperature Heating and Cooling at 773-908-8475. That's Ulysses Montes at Boricua.UM. That's Ultimate Temperature UM at gmail.com. Again, we're highlighting other businesses, goods and services that provide goods and services that have survived. And survived the pandemic thus far. But as we spoke on earlier, we know that there's an impending and imminent shutdown. So we don't want to. We want to highlight these superstars and these people, these soldiers for persevering, but also. Note that there's more to come. And again, this is why we emphasize preparedness, because as we said on these airwaves many times, and as you know, that's the fifth premise of this show, being prepared. You never not be prepared. We have to be prepared for what's coming at this imminent shutdown. Straight up. I don't want it to be said, Marco didn't tell y'all that this was going to be happening, and that we could and that we should have listened. I don't want that. I'm not that kind of guy. Really not. I want everyone to know, be aware, that you must prepare for this next level of slop that they're going to dump on us by virtue of this nasty-ass virus and its cousin that's already wreaking havoc in our community that we are not prepared for and not educated enough on. I'm not here to tell you to get the shot, to get the vaccine. Not doing that. My concern is the health of you and yours. And when you're being interactive, the general public around you, because this affects all of us, not indirectly, but directly as hell. Understand that. So when all this information is passed on to you on these airwaves, it's for a purpose. Again, a purpose is rooted in the people. And also the purpose is to inform and to build. This is critical information that we're passing on in order to inform you so we can build. Whole purpose. Creating new jobs within the community and forging new norms and work ethics to galvanize our community. That's the purpose. All the information on this show is purposeful. Last but not least, we're going to focus on, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my family's struggle with their business that they started in 2018, which which was, you know, of course, pre-pandemic, but still a tough time to be starting a business, especially in the Trump administration in 2018, where they were not doling out small business loans, and you had to have ultimate super, super high-ass clean, no squeaky clean fucking credit. And still, black and getting a business loan, you know, odds ain't so wonderful. But with that said, again, another story of perseverance and overcoming insurmountable odds and daunting challenges. But they didn't. They didn't quit. They didn't quit. And my uncle and auntie really have created something that I hope becomes the at least a benchmark or at least becomes something of a monolith where people won't look at black people as just being, you know, as being, you know, just black, but seeing black people as being not looking at skin color, but looking at the economic status, you know, much like it is outside of the U.S. And with that said, and I hope you understand what I mean by us being looked at as a monolith in that regard, from an economic standpoint, not from a character or personality or stereotype standpoint. That's not what I'm talking about. Or if there is a stereotype, let it be the type that keeps money, that's in charge, that's a boss, that's a leader, that's special. Let it be that stereotype. So again, with that said, last but not least on my list of overcoming and surviving and persevering through this pandemic, through this brutal pandemic, my uncle and auntie have a place in Munster, Indiana, 439 Ridge Road, Munster, Indiana, popcorn, gourmet popcorn and more. That's IM Popcorn, gourmet popcorn and more. At IM Popcorn, That's IM Popcorn, gourmet popcorn and more, 439 Ridge Road, Munster, Indiana. Phone number to reach them is area code 219-595-5300. That's 219-595-5300. Fax number available for you to place your orders is also 219-595-5301. That's 219-595-5301 is their fax number. And email, reach them, www.iampopcorn.com. That's www.iampopcorn.com. www.iampopcorn.com. Unbelievable menu. I mean, unbelievable. They got cotton candy popcorn that is dynamite. They got this, an ice cream tasting popcorn that is just, not only do they have the Chicago mix type variety, they got the, like, oh man, they got this popcorn that tastes just like jalapeno and cheddar cornbread. It's just to die for. And I know I'm not supposed to be, in overindulging in that kind of stuff. Supposed to be eating it in moderation, right? But man, once you crack one of those bags of the eye of popcorn, gourmet popcorn, oh my God, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. And the last time I bought some, unfortunately, I left it in my son's car. So he got to enjoy two free bags of popcorn that I had meant for myself and to gift to somebody at work. But oh well. But outstanding popcorn. I am popcorn, gourmet popcorn and more. 439 Ridge Road, Munster, Indiana. Unbelievable menu. And they've got a minimum. I mean, they just crap all over any other popcorn that you can think of. And I've had popcorn all over the country. And I'm not saying this just, I mean, I would recommend this. I've already liked them on Facebook. I recommend that you like them on Facebook as well. That is I Am Popcorn on Facebook. You can like them on Facebook, Instagram, Dynamite Popcorn. They got a variety of stuff to suit all taste buds, to suit all taste buds. I am not even joking. You like the sweet and sour stuff. You like the hot stuff. You like just the sweet stuff. You like the cheesy stuff. They got it all, man. They got the ice cream. Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. Please. I Am Popcorn, Gourmet Popcorn, Munster, Indiana. www.iampopcorn.com. Another example of small business that was impacted, that was severely impacted by this pandemic, and it was quite a daunting task to overcome when they had to shut their doors and they had to shrink their staff down to one. Yeah, so they've overcome significantly. And again, I just bought some popcorn and left it in my son's car, talking on it. another example of, again, I can't emphasize or overemphasize how important it is to stay focused, to persevere, to refuse to lose your dream, refuse to lose possession of your dream, and to let your dream be deferred by this. I mean, we got too many examples of failure and redemption. So use these people from Studio 71, from Ultimate Temperature Heating and Control, from Ultimate Temperature Heating and Control, Heating and Cooling, rather. I'm sorry. From all examples like Ace Auto Care Experience, again, where you can get your car detailed, ask them anything you want, they will hook up your ride for real. Pimp out your ride to the detail, to the most minute detail. Other examples like Sweet Angels Candy Creation, she turned failure into success in short order. For that matter, it didn't take her long. When she explained to me at work one day, she explained to me all the shit that she had to go through, all the hoops that she had to jump through in order to for her to land on her feet after having her business snatched from under her. Being in food service at the beginning of a pandemic? Are you kidding me? But now she's made success. That's what we do here. We're all about highlighting these superstars. Again, this surge of black businesses, and I'm not going to run down the numbers. I've seen the numbers of black businesses. And the surge of black businesses. It started off as something else. That started off as one thing, ended up being something else in a matter of months. Please understand, in the waning moments of this show, that the premises of this show is financial responsibility and empowerment. Empowering the community. Being proactive. Being active. Activism, real activism. Being proactive. Not just talking about something, but doing something about it. Giving a helping hand. When I say proactive, I mean fucking helping. In some measure. And not expecting nothing back. But knowing that what you're doing has such a significant impact, that is such a ripple effect, a rippling effect, as insignificant or irrelevant as it may seem to you, your giving, your gift, your consciousness pays dividends down the line. Never forget that. Please understand that. Again, you don't have to stand on your head to make an impact. You don't have to do something foolish. You don't have to go into debt. You don't have to sacrifice. You know, you don't have to starve yourself. Just make a little contribution in some measure. If you don't got the money, do something else. Walking down the street, you see somebody that's hungry, split your sandwich with them. Something that simple. You're paying it forward. It'll come back to you for sure. Promise you. It's the law of the universe. It's going to happen. And not only that, it makes you feel good. So, again, thank you ever so much for all your support in the Panther Party, in our network, in what we do here. Thank you for understanding our purpose is rooted in the people. Thank you for all the following and supporting that you do. Thank you for checking out the archive. Thank you, everybody from around the world that listens to our podcast. And that sends all that positive feedback. Thank you for all the haters, too, which are few and far between, but I know you're out there. I see you. I work with you, but I don't say nothing. But now you know that this is a serious, business, and we don't F around. You understand the premise of this show and this network and what was started in 1966. Again, to reach us, to join us, if you want to be a member, if you want to help us out in all of our efforts, that's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Leave your name and a number, and someone will reach out to you expediently, I promise you. With that said, in the waning moments of the show, thank you again. Thank you ever so much for everyone following and supporting us. Not just this show, but all the shows on the network. And please, be careful out there. Everybody on the road, you know, please, try to travel in groups. And if you can't, you know, just be ultra careful. If you can't, if you're out there solo, and I know a lot of you are doing your thing, getting your grind on, just be vigilant. Keep your eyes peeled all the time. And just remember that you're target number one, and don't be that victim. Refuse to be the victim. You know, we love you here in the Empowerment Zone. Love everybody. One love. All power to the people. Godspeed to everybody out there. See you next time in the Empowerment Zone. Won't be on the air next weekend, next Tuesday. However, the following week, we will return, and we'll have more compelling and more crucial, rather, we'll have more compelling and critical information for the people to work with and to build on as we are community builders in this step right here. Again, all power to the people. One love. Peace.
Before you put on this record, understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, even today, in 1992, we are still fired up, and we're still talking about revolution.
generations of good people and cycles of poverty. It bothers me, so I ask myself, I say, are you doing as much as you can't fucking struggle?
No!
Am I doing as much as I can't fucking struggle?
No!
Why do I cry when my people are in trouble? No! My ancestors slapped me in the face.
Architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy, it takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version hung with the wrong person, got a strong on that. Sniffing up drugs, all in her nose. Could've died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowds you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hands in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can,
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be. Listen again, this is for grown looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see, as cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, for you meet a man with HIV. You can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists, so act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys, you can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking and ice. You don't wanna be my age and can't read and write, begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can,
I know I can,
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If
I work hard at it, I'll be where I wanna be. Now, go. We came to this country, we were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded, they heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked, slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He was in shock that the mountains were black faces, shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow, they'll learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters, read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing, hold your head up little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen.
I know I can,
be what I wanna be,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music.